Texte numéro 127. Why we need to laugh at work. A sense of humour is, by and large, a useful thing to have in life. A study of undergraduates found that those with a strong sense of humour experienced less stress and anxiety than those without it. Humour can be a particular source of comfort at work, where sometimes it can be the only healthy reaction to setbacks or irrational commands from the boss. But when the bosses try to make a joke, they are often crass and insensitive, making the situation excruciating for everyone else. The healthiest kind of workplace humour stems from the bottom up, not from the top down. Often, the most popular employees at work are those who can lighten the mood with a joke or two. Of course, humour can be used, even by non-managers, in a cruel or condescending way. What one man may mean as a laddish joke comes across to women as a disrespectful put-down. A better source of humour are the shared gripes that most workers face. Everyone can appreciate a quip about the cramped commuter trains, the officious security guard, the sluggish lifts, or the dodgy canteen food. In that sense, workers can feel they are all in it together. This helps create team spirit and relieve stress. Both soldiers and schoolchildren tend to create in-jokes as a way of subtly subverting the hierarchy of their organisations. Schoolchildren give their teachers nicknames which are only used out of earshot. At Bartleby School, Mr. Canard was known as Quack because his surname was the French word for duck. A downside of remote working is that moments of shared humour are harder to create. Many a long meeting at The Economist has been enlivened by a subversive quip from a participant. These jokes only work when they are spontaneous and well-timed. Trying to make a joke during a Zoom conference call is virtually impossible. By the time one has found the raise hand button and been recognised by the host, the moment has inevitably passed. This is a shame, as most of us could do with a laugh now and again to get through the pandemic. Work is a serious matter, but it cannot be taken seriously all the time. Sometimes things happen at work that are inherently ridiculous. Perhaps the technology breaks down just as the boss is in mid-oration, or a customer makes an absurd request. There is also something deeply silly about management jargon. Too many managers are using long words to disguise the fact that they have no coherent message to impart. But satire should not just be applied to other people. Perhaps the most important thing is not to take one's own work too seriously. Adapted from The Economist, October 2020.